शलाकाय चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामय्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरा श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादन सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्ध जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकन्त राधाकन्त नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल नारद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द प्रचेतस टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 तेनैक आत्मानं अशेष देहिनं कालं प्रधानं पुरुषोपरेशम् सत्येवसादष्टगुण प्रवाहम् आत्मैक भावेन भजद्धम् अड्ढा तेनैकमात्मानमशेष देहिनम् कालं प्रधानं पुरुषं परेशम् सतेजोषदष्टगुणप्रवाहम् आत्मैकभावेन भजद्धम् अड्ढा तेनैकमात्मानमशेष देहिनम् कालं प्रधानं पुरुषं परेशम् सतेजोषदष्टगुणप्रवाहम् आत्मैकभावेन भजद्धमड्ढा
Yeah.
this. Therefore, ekam one, atmanam unto the Supreme Soul, asesha unlimited, dehinam of the individual souls, kalam time, pradhanam the material cause, purusam the Supreme Person, Paraisham, the Transcendental Controller, Satyajasa, by His spiritual energy, Dhasta, aloof, Guna Prabhaham, from material emanations, Atma, Self, Eka Bhavena, accepting as qualitatively one. Bhajadham, engage in devotional service. Adha, directly. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Because the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, He is the super soul of all individual living entities, and He exists as both the remote and immediate cause. Since He is aloof from the material emanations, He is free from their interactions and is Lord of material nature. You should therefore engage in His devotional service, thinking yourself qualitatively one with Him. Please repeat. Because the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. He is the super soul of all individual living entities. And He exists as both the remote and immediate cause. Since He is aloof from the material emanations, He is free from their interactions and is Lord of material nature. You should therefore engage in His devotional service, thinking yourself qualitatively one with Him. Purport. According to Vedic calculations, there are three causes of creation: time, the ingredient, and the creator. Combined, these are called Tritayatmaka, the three causes. Everything in this material world is created by these three causes. All of these causes are found in the personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Brahma Sanghita, Sarva Karana Karanam. Narad Muni therefore advises the Prochetas to worship the direct cause, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated before, when the root of a tree is watered, all the parts are energized. According to the advice of Narad Muni, one should directly engage in devotional service. This will include all pious activity. Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hai. When one worships the Supreme Lord Krishna in devotional service, one automatically performs all other pious activity. In this verse, the words Swati Jusa Dhasta Guna Prabaham are very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is never affected by the material qualities, although they all emanate from His spiritual energy. Those who are really conversant with this knowledge can utilize everything for the service of the Lord, because nothing in this material world is unconnected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mukam karati vachalam pangur langhayate girin jat kripatamaham bande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyasharam namo vishnu padaye krishna. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni is instructing the prachetas, the sons of Prachin Parishad. So in this verse, Narad Muni is explaining that the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, and therefore we should engage in His devotional service. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is also making different points, but it can be divided into three sections. Srila Prabhupada is explaining the same point as explained in the translation, that Krishna is the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. He is quoting from Brahma Sangita. And also he is making a theme, although he is creating this material world, he is untouched by this material world. And third theme, that if we engage in devotional service, nothing else should be done. Sarva karma krita hai. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hai. If we engage in devotional service, no other pious activity is needed to be performed. So we'll try to focus our discussion on these three important points Prabhupada have mentioned in the purport. So Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport there are three causes of creation: time, the ingredient, and the creator. But he's telling that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Brahma Sangita explains. Brahma explains in Brahma Sangita. Ishchara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So Krishna is the cause of all causes. This is very, very important to understand, that everything in this world has cause. But Krishna is the cause of all causes, but He does not have any cause. That's why this concept is very, very inconceivable to the living entities, especially in this material world. Because the condition nature of this world always inspire us to believe that there must be some cause for everything. So therefore, when we discuss about the Lord, we also try to think that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, should have also cause. But Krishna has no cause, but He is the cause of all causes. This is inconceivable, achintya. And who understands this, he engages in his devotional service. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravattate iti matta bhajante mang budha bhava samanita. So Krishna is telling that I am the source of everything. Everything comes from me. So therefore, those who are intelligent, they engage in his devotional service. So Krishna has two energies, the spiritual energy and the material energy, by which he creates the spiritual world and also the material world. Here Srila Prabhupada is telling, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never affected by the material qualities, although they all emanate from His spiritual energy. This is a very, very interesting point. So there are many examples are given by which we can understand this aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. An example is given, sun. So when sun is in the sky, it's day, daytime. When sun is not there in the sky, it's night. So sun is the cause of day and night, but sun is not affected by day and night. This is very, very important. Sun is causing day and night, but he is not affected by that sun. He is not affected by this day and night, the sun. Also, example is given of the spider net. So the spider clears the net and he has very nice time in the spider net along with his associates. But somebody else, some insects enter into that net, he will be bewildered. What's happening? In the same way, Krishna clears this material world, which is like a spider net, but when he comes, he is not affected by that. But we, the living entities, when we are forgetful of Krishna, enter into this net, we get bewildered. What's going on? Or to talk about us, when Brahma was created by Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and he was going up and down at the stem of the lotus and thinking what to do. Everything is dark. So, because we are born in ignorance, darkness. So, Lord Brahma, the first living entity, was also born like that and was in ignorance. And that time he was confused what to do. So then the sound vibration came from the water of the Garbhodak Ocean and said, "Tapa, tapa, tapa, do austerity." So by doing austerity, we can come out from this ignorance of this material world. Because austerity leads us to knowledge. So therefore austerity is very, very important part as a sadhaka in our spiritual life. Why is the need? Because that is our parampara. Brahma started his life with tapa, austerity. So as the follower of Lord Brahma, we should also begin our life with tapasya. Austerity is very, very important. So Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, "Naham prakasu sarvasya yoga maya samabhita." Krishna is telling that I cover myself with yogamaya potency, and by which we cannot see him. It's a very, very interesting topic. So I was hearing one lecture and it is nicely explained that Krishna actually creates this material energy, and by his material energy he covers himself. But he is not affected by this covering. Example is given, the sun again. Sun is a very nice example. The sun, he creates the cloud. Because when sunshine is there, water evaporates, and by that cloud is created in the sky. And by that cloud, the sun is covered. We cannot see. But Prabhupada explains, actually sun is not covered by the cloud. Our vision is covered by the cloud. And who creates that cloud? The sun itself. So sun creates the cloud, and by that cloud he covers himself so that people cannot see that sun. In the same way, Krishna creates that material energy and covers himself, and by which we cannot see him. But when the question arises, Krishna is not telling Mahamaya, he is telling Naham Prakasa Sarvasa Yogamaya Samabhrita. He is covering himself with Yogamaya potency. It's little confusing. But there is no confusion. Actually, there is one energy. There is no two energy. But due to the conditioned nature, we see those who are liberated, they see that energy as Yogamaya. And those who are conditioned, they take that energy as Mahamaya. Example is given, electricity. Electricity is the same. But when it is connected with the refrigerator, it becomes cold. But when it is connected with the heater, it becomes hot. Same electricity. In the same way, so energy of the Krishna acts in two ways. When we are liberated, when we are at a liberated platform, it acts as Yogamaya potency. And when we are in a conditioned stage, it acts as Mahamaya potency. So yesterday I was talking with one of my devotee friend, how to explain. For the conditioned soul, Krishna is covered by Mohamaya potency. For the devotees, Krishna is covered by Jogamaya potency. So two potencies. So Krishna is like an actor. And he is acting in an auditorium. So in auditorium, there are two coverings. First covering is the covering of the wall. And second covering is the covering of the stage by the curtain. There are two coverings. So, in order to enter into the auditorium, you have to buy the ticket, and by that you can enter into the auditorium. But it doesn't mean as soon as you enter into auditorium, you can see the performance, as long as curtain is not lifted. So, those who are not devotees of Krishna, they are not allowed to enter into the auditorium also. They are not allowed. They are outside of the auditorium. Mahamaya. They are covered by wall of the auditorium. They cannot enter into the auditorium. But those who become engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they are allowed to enter into the auditorium. But it doesn't mean I enter into the auditorium, I can see Krishna. That's happening with all of us. We are entering into the auditorium of ISKCON, but it doesn't mean that we can see Krishna, because we are sadhakas. And that curtain is still not lifted. So curtain is covering Krishna. But that curtain is in the hand of Krishna, the Jogamaya potency, when by the causeless mercy of Krishna, when that curtain will be lifted, then we can see Krishna. So this is the perfection of devotional service. So as a sadhaka, we can enter into the area where Krishna performs his pastimes, but we cannot see him. But when we get perfected in our devotional service, by the causeless mercy of Krishna, we can see Krishna as it is. So another example is given. When Krishna appears on this planet, then whole planet becomes auditorium, right? Krishna is everywhere. Just like Pandavas, Kauravas, all are seeing Krishna. But they cannot see Krishna. An example is given, modern example. When Krishna performs these pastimes in this planet, it becomes a 3D movie. So he performs this movie, but you cannot see. You need a special glass. And Krishna is telling us, Premanjana Chrita Bhakti Vilachanena Santa Sadaiva Hidayesu Vilakayanti Jang Samsundara Machinta Guna Sarupam Govinda Madhi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami. So, Kauravas, they are seeing Krishna. Pandavas, they are seeing Krishna. Same. Not same. Two different things. Why? Pandavas have the glass of your love of Godhead. Therefore, they can see Krishna as it is. So in the same way, even if Krishna comes in front of us, we cannot see him. Unless and until we have that glass of pure devotional service in our eyes. Premanjana Charita. So that is very, very important. So therefore, Krishna, although he creates this material energy, he is not touched by that energy. Just like sun is not touched by the cloud. But that blocks the vision of Krishna. In the same way, at least we should cross over the wall and enter into the auditorium. That much we should do as a sadhaka. Then one day, by the causeless mercy of Krishna, the curtain of the stage will be lifted and we can see Krishna as it is. So that is the perfection of our life. So another point Prabhupada is making here, that Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hai. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains. If we perform devotional service, there is no need of any other activity. So people say, what is the problem if you do some pious activity along with devotional service? What is the problem? So Prabhupada gives two examples. One example is the stomach and other example is the root of the tree. So if you water the root of the tree, the whole tree is nourished. Prabhupada gives example, stem, branches, leaves, everything is nourished. But people may think it's only root is not so pleasing to the mind. Such a huge tree, only at the root of the tree we have to water. Maybe we should water in some other place also. So what will happen? If you water too much in other place, so whole thing will be spoiled. Prabhupada said it will create an havoc. So Prabhupada is giving the example of the stomach. So we give food to the stomach. So people may feel, oh, stomach only, why? Why stomach? Why not feed the eyes, nose, ears? And Prabhupada says, if you do that, so that will create a havoc in your body. In the same way, there is no problem. Oh, devotional service only, why Krishna, Krishna? What is the problem? We worship the demigods. We a little bit, what is the problem? So no problem, but there will be havoc. Because if you feed the other parts of the body will be in a dangerous condition. In the same way, if we do devotional service, but at the same time, if you want to do other pious activity, that will create a danger in our devotional process. So therefore, we should be very, very careful that what activity we do. So therefore, Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, and same thing is repeated by Prabhupada again and again, that only serve Krishna. Because if you water the root of the tree, the whole tree is nourished. If you give the food to the stomach, the whole body will be nourished. That is called Shraddha. Shraddha shabda vishyas kahe sudhira nischay. Krishna bhakti kahele sarva karma krita hai. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains. That is the faith. That Krishna bhakti kahele sarva karma krita hai. If we perform devotional service, everything will be achieved. If that faith is not there, it is very, very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is the foundation. And that is established by Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that and establishing this point. Because that if that foundation is not there, it is very, very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. But with sad reality, even though we engage into devotional service, because of our condition, we don't perform pure devotional service. So Kapil Muni, he is explaining in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are four levels of devotional service. Devotional service in the mode of ignorance, devotional service in the mode of passion, devotional service in the mode of goodness, and transcendental devotional service. People may think, devotional service anyway transcendental, how come devotional service in the mode of ignorance, so devotional service in the mode of passion, devotional service in the mode of goodness, and transcendental devotional service. Devotional service is always transcendental. But when it flows through some nature, it carries that mood. The example is given, water is pure. But when it flows through red soil, the water becomes red. When it goes through black soil, it becomes black. And when water flows through white soil, it becomes white. But water is not white, black and red. In the same way, devotional service is always transcendental. But when it is performed at the level of mode of ignorance, it is infected by the quality of mode of ignorance. When it is performed by the people who are in mode of passion, this transcendental devotional service is infected by mode of passion. So therefore, Kapil Muni is explaining very nicely. So different qualities have been explained. So what is the symptom of devotional service in the mode of ignorance? He is explaining devotional service performed by a person who is envious, angry, proud, and who has a separate mentality, separatist, his devotional service is in the mode of ignorance. And devotional service in the mode of passion, he is telling, worship of the deity in the temple performed with the purpose of material profit, adoration, fame, and material opulence, and with a separate mentality, that devotional service is in the mode of passion. And mode of goodness, any devotional service, when it is performed to free us from the sinful reaction of our activity, that devotional service is in the mode of goodness. Why? Because all these devotional service have a selfish motive from gross level to subtle level. But what is transcendental devotional service? What is the symptom of a person that who is transcendentally situated in devotional service? When a person is naturally transcendentally attracted to the hearing about the name and form and qualities and pastimes of Krishna, just like the water of the Ganges flows to the ocean, that is the devotional service in the pure mode of goodness. So therefore we have to check ourselves what level we are in. So if our mind consciousness is transcendentally attracted to the hearing process of the name, form, qualities, pastimes of Krishna, then we are in the transcendental platform. Otherwise, we must be in one of these three modes of material nature, although we are engaged in devotional service. So therefore, it is very, very important, we should not take it granted, oh, Prabhu, devotional service is transcendental. Yes, that's true, but we are not transcendental. That is the problem we all have. Prabhupada has given the pure process, yes, but that process has to be executed with seriousness. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, sadhana bhakti theke hoy rotir udaya. When this transcendental attraction will develop in our heart, from sadhana bhakti, we have to practice the process given by Srila Prabhupada in a very strict way. When a yogi means, a yogi is a person who has a balanced life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained, our time has to be divided into three sections. We have 24 hours, and he has said how to engage this time in our life as a sadhaka. He said 8 hours should be given for body, 8 hours should be given for our soul, and 8 hours should be given for service. If our life is divided in these three ways, then we are situated in a very nice platform as a yogi. So it is very, very important how we balance our life. But what happens? We become imbalanced. At the beginning, we become very enthusiastic. After some time, we become very less enthusiastic. It's called ghanatarala. Ghanatarala means one of the symptoms of unsteady devotional service. Sometimes devotional service is very intense, sometimes it becomes very loose. Every day Mangal Arati, after sometimes once in a month. So sometimes once in a week, like very unsteady. So that is the symptom, ghanatarala. Sometimes you become very intense, sometimes you become very loose. From this bhakti, we cannot develop attraction for Krishna. That is very, very important. We have to come to the level of steady devotional service. And when we can achieve the steady devotional service? When we are free from anarthas. As long as anarthas are there in our heart, we cannot perform steady devotional service. So therefore Prabhupada said that quickly we should be free from anarthas, somehow or other. And when we achieve the level of steady devotional service, nistha, then ruchi, asakti, bhava and prema will come very easily. But to cross that big wall, thick wall of anartha nibriti, it takes long, long time. Sometimes it may take life after life to cross that wall. But as soon as that we cross that wall, from nistha to prema is very easy. It's not so tough. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining very nicely in Madhurya Kadambini this different levels of bhakti. So therefore, steady devotional service we have to achieve very quickly. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness, and we cannot get any taste. From nistha come taste ruchi. To continue in some process which does not give any taste is very, very difficult to continue. It's very difficult. Doing something for which you don't have any taste. If you get a food, no taste, how long you can eat? Every day, no tasty food. You'll be fried. You'll stop eating. Or change the place. So therefore, devotional service, chanting. If you don't get taste, how long you can chant? You may hear, oh, 99% of devotional service is chanting, this, that, you can hear, but unless and until you get some taste in this, it's very difficult to continue. So therefore, slowly or steadily, we have to come to a level where we develop some taste in devotional service. And that taste will come in proportion to our anartha nibriti. As we are free from anarthas, we will develop some taste in the holy name. So that is very, very important, that name ruchi, taste in chanting of the holy name. But we don't have taste. I don't know, the sadhakas generally don't have taste. And Prabhupada has said in Kali Yuga, the most effective process in advancing in Krishna consciousness is chanting the holy name of the Lord and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. These two most important activity. But somehow other, during these two sessions, we become very lax and we like to sleep. Right or wrong? Some of my friend was telling that Prabhupada has given everything very nice, except this chanting 16 rounds, struggle, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very struggle. So, generally, regulated life means we have to chant, we have to sleep 6 hours. And I was hearing one lecture, in ISKCON we can easily sleep 9 hours. 6 hours at night, 2 hours during japa, and 1 hour during Bhagavatam class. So easy, easy. Yeah. So that is the trick of Maya. We are focusing our life very seriously in every aspect, except these two. Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting of the holy name. And we like to advance in Krishna consciousness. How it is possible? We like to go to Goloka Vrindavan, we like to develop love of God. But process is given in the Kali Yuga, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting of the holy name. But we are very lazy in performing these two activities. So how we expect advancement in Krishna consciousness? And we think, Prabhu, really this process works? We become doubtful. Process works, provided we follow the process. We have to be very, very serious in chanting of the holy name, and we should be very, very focused in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that will be possible only in the association of devotees. That's the trick. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, sadhu sanghe hari naam ei matra chai sansar jinitar kono vastu dai. The real treasure is chanting of the holy name with the devotees. And Chaitanya Chaitamita explains, Bhagavato Poragya Bhagavato Sthane Ekanto Ashrayakara Chaitanya Charana. We have to hear Bhagavatam, but in the association of devotees. And taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if you do this, then it becomes very, very easy to advance in Krishna consciousness. Another reason is given why we don't get any taste in the holy name. We don't get any taste in chanting of the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in the association of devotees, we commit offenses. That is very, very common feature. Especially when we are in the association of so many devotees. So when so many devotees, it's very easy to offend. Because we don't value the association of devotees. When you are in a desert, you appreciate water, right? But when you are in ocean or in river, too much water. So therefore, when too many devotees, we become very much familiar and we don't give value to the association of devotees. So therefore, we have got the rarest gift, but we don't value it because of the familiarity. So therefore, we should value the association of devotees, and we should be, every moment we should be grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he has given such a wonderful place like Mayapur, where every day thousands of devotees we have. I think nowhere in the world you can get this kind of association, but we don't take advantage of this association, and because of that we cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. So therefore we should take shelter of these devotees and not offending them, serving them, and taking shelter of the holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam in their association, then we can quickly advance in Krishna consciousness and achieve the perfection of our life, the love of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Granthara Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki, Gaura Premānande, Hare Hare Go. So time is up, but if you have any question, you can ask, but we cannot stop anybody to stay back.
What is the difference between 8 hours for the soul and 8 hours for devotional service? What is the distinction?
8 hours is for service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that apart from chanting and hearing, that is for the soul. And active service is for the body.
Chanting and hearing is for the...
That's sadhana bhakti.
That's for the soul.
That's for the soul.
And the other is active devotional service.
Activities. That's what explained by Revati Raman Prabhu from Tirupati.
Thank you, Prabhu. Can you explain a little more about what separatist, what that means, the meaning of it, how we can understand more?
Very nicely explained by Prabhupada in the purport. Separate mentality means when you have a desire, separate desire, that the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord has one desire, I have other desire. That is called separate mentality. And it can be further explained, Guru has one desire, I have other desire. So parampara means our desire should be the desire of the Guru. Guru's desire should be our desire. Then we are connected with parampara. In the same way, we will be connected with the Lord when His desire becomes our desire. That's explained by Prabhupada in the purport.
In the verse, it said that Krishna is both the remote and the immediate cause.
Yes.
So I can readily understand how Krishna is the remote cause of everything that's happening in this world, but it's very hard sometimes to me to understand how He's the immediate cause. Like if I touch my nose, it seems like I'm touching my nose. What does Krishna have to do with it?
So it's very nicely explained that there are two causes, primary cause and secondary cause, and both are divided into remote and immediate cause. So in the creation, Brahma is the remote cause and all the material elements are immediate cause. But Brahma is created by Vishnu and Vishnu is created by Krishna. So in that way he is the main remote cause. And also the material elements are created by Krishna.
So the remote cause I got, it's the immediate cause, yes. I don't get. Like I'm touching my nose. What is
no, that's mean? Not directly, but indirectly, primarily He is the cause. Ingredients are created by who? Bhumirapanala vayu khangmana buddhi revacha is created by the Lord. In that sense, He is also exists in immediate cause. In that sense. Okay. Jarani Vaspo. Mike.
Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport the three causes. The time, the creator, and the ingredients. So time, to touch your nose, pushing your nose, it takes time. So it's happening in time. So you can also see Krishna is present as time.
Yes.
It also indicates because it's
my independent choice. But before I make that choice, I have two options. But as soon as I make the choice, we cannot blame. Consequences is ours. As soon as you break the law, you are in the end of it. Like that. Explanation is given. You have a question? Yes.
You mentioned that when you water the tree, the leaf and the branches, then get nourished. Sometimes when you water a tree, the tree still dies. So we see in devotional service, Prabhupada has given everything. Sometimes the water still leaves devotional service. So what is the cause? Is it that the water of watering, the water you use on the tree is too hot? or the process is too hot. Because if you water a tree and the tree still dies, is it is karma or what happened that he dies? Despite your efforts, despite the effort of Prabhupada and Sadhana Bhakti, devotees still leave devotional service. Is it that the process is too hot for them or is it just their karma?
So if you water the tree, sometimes water dies. Then sometimes a tree dies also. So maybe water is not good, maybe salty water. Or maybe soil is not good. That's why sometimes tree dies. Because of two reasons, right? Either soil is not good or water is not good. We have three kinds of offenses, seva aparad. When you perform devotional service, you offend. There are 60, how many offenses? Seva aparad, 64? 64 seva aparad. Then 10 offenses against the holy name. 10 offenses against the holy dham. Also, Vaishnava aparad, offending the Vaishnavas. So offenses are much more dangerous than anarthas. So Mahaprabhu has warned, just like he delivered Jagaya and Madai. I think they had unlimited anarthas, but he was delivered. But Suchi Mata was not delivered because she was offending. She offended Advaita Acharya. So Mahaprabhu is very, very strict about offenses. But he is Patita Pavan. He is not so strict about anarthas. Okay. So our main problem when we come to devotional service, we give up our sinful activities, generally. But it is very, very difficult to give up the offensive mentality because of our envy in our heart. We are envious. That's why we offend. So you have to be free from envy. So how do we be free from envy? Why we are envious of others? Because we are envious of Krishna. And everybody is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore we are envious of everyone. So why you are envious of Krishna? Because of separate mentality, again. We think Krishna and me separate. But while Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai are talking to each other, they are telling, as soon as we think, start accepting Krishna is mine, then whatever belongs to Krishna is also mine. Right or wrong? So is there any question of envy then? If everything belongs to me, there is nothing to envy. But we are not thinking that Krishna is mine. So therefore we feel incompleteness and we feel competitive. Everything belongs to Krishna. Why? Why not me? That Aishwarya Bhav is there. Because we are thinking me and Krishna are separate. But it's nice philosophy has been given. As soon as we accept, oh, Krishna is mine. So whatever belongs to Krishna is also mine because I am Krishna's. Is not intelligence? Instead of trying separately, we should try to get Krishna, because everything is done. Okay? Because we don't have that mentality, because we have separate mentality, that is the root cause of our offenses. We offend. We offend Krishna, we offend his devotees, we offend jivas, we offend everyone. More question, give the mic.
Hare Krishna. When we talk about the offense, anarthas, it's included the offense. The offense is included in the anarthas. Can we talk about the anartha?
One of the offenses is aparad prabhana, the tendency to commit offense. One of the four categories of anarthas given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one is called aparad prabhanata, the tendency to commit offense. That is one of the anarthas.
So anartha nivritti means to be free from offense.
Everything.
Thank you.
Clean slate. Okay, Haribabu, give the mic.
Krishna Prabhu, we you're talking about the separatist mentality. So how do we know that we are, our desires are getting separated from Krishna?
So it's very simple. We are follower of Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu has told us what to do. What's his desire, we know. If you follow that, then that is my desire, then we are not separate. And how to know what is Mahaprabhu's desire? And it is reflected by Prabhupada, what Prabhupada wants, what my Guru wants. This is called Guru Parampara. Whatever they want, if I want the same thing, then there is no separate desire. But if you want something other than what they desire, that is called separate mentality. Clear? Very simple. So therefore, we will be in strong connection with Guru Parampara when their desire become my desire. I don't plan for, but our problem is that because of our conditioned nature, even if we come into devotional service, we start choosing, I like it. Janani Das was telling one day, as soon as I have these three words in my life, I like it, I will be in this material world. So I should like what Krishna likes. I should like what my Guru likes. I should like what Guru Parampara likes. Then there is no separate mentality and there is no risk in devotional service. So we should try what my Guru wants, what Prabhupada wants, and we should be dedicated. So that's why I was hearing one nice lecture that we worship so many things. But for a disciple, for a sadhaka, our most worshipable object is the instruction of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada's life was, what is his worship? Worshipping the instruction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. That was his life and soul. That's why he is a first class disciple. He never thought anything else. His whole life was dedicated to prepare himself how to execute the order of the spiritual master. That is called Vyavsayi Atmika Buddhi. Nothing else. His life is meant to fulfill the order of the spiritual master. When we do like that, we also become like that. But if we have other plan in our life, then we are separated. Then whole parampara strength will not flow, we will not be empowered. But when we have the same mood, then parampara flows. And we will be empowered to do what we cannot do. We cannot think that we will do. Prabhupada said, so much remarkable things are happening in Hare Krishna movement because of the inconceivable potency of the Guru Parampara. We are not doing it, but it's being done. But we like to do. If I think I am the doer, then what happens? I am minute. I am 1/10,000 part of the tip of a hair. So what I can do? So if I feel, oh, I do it, then I will be limited. But when I think I am not the doer, the whole Guru Parampara, Mahaprabhu, Krishna is the doer, then I can do unlimited. Because I am not doing it. The whole parampara is doing it. And it will be a remarkable achievement. And that is called non-separate mentality. Okay?
Thank you. That's just a comment to, for agreeing with what you are saying. Because the actual translation says, you should therefore engage in his devotional service, thinking yourself qualitatively one with him. So this is the Guru Mukha Padma Paka Chiteti Pariyayaka. That we're chanting, that one should become one with the instructions of Guru.
Okay, we'll end here now. Sukantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Samabhita Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Pramanande, Hari Hari Bo.